DBHDD is reminding Georgians to ask their doctor about alternatives to opioid pain medication. Alternatives such as over-the-counter medications and physical therapy can be used to manage pain. More information at opioidresponse.info.
Hi, I'm Kalina Bowler. I work as a location manager in Georgia's film industry. With more than 40 credits to my name, I've seen the state take off as the Hollywood of the South. This podcast introduces you to the people in Georgia who bring magic to the screen. It's The Credits from Georgia Public Broadcasting. Sandifer works in Georgia's film industry in a way that most of my colleagues do not. He's never on set or behind the scenes or in front of the camera. Instead, he's organizing the film festivals across the state in communities like Atlanta, Rome, Columbus, and Milledgeville. He even helped start the wildly popular Macon Film Festival, where he was also film commissioner. In a few weeks, Terrell will be at Sundance to get the word out about Georgia's film industry. With every festival, he's building a tribe, connecting filmmakers with cast and crew.
A lot of filmmakers start off, they're an island. They've got an idea. They're trying to figure out how to make that idea come to life in a short film or whatever it is, music video. But then when they actually attend a film festival and see other filmmakers work and are afforded the opportunity to actually meet that filmmaker, ask that filmmaker questions about how did you do this? How did you do that? Whatever the questions might be, those kind of opportunities you only get at a film festival.
That's right.
I like building relationships.
Yeah.
So, and those are tribes to me. Yeah. And it's just so gratifying to see, fast forward years later, to see production companies that I actually had a hand in introducing.
That's awesome.
You know, it's real cool. It's
I don't mean to pry, but who are some of the people that have gone on?
There have been so many. You know, I'll tell you, one of the...
It's name drop time is what I'm saying.
I'll give you a really cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
We had a filmmaker that came from Chicago to the Macon Film Festival. We were the first film festival to ever accept his work. And he came... He had a great experience, met a lot of people while he was there. He was a director. Fast forward, it wasn't even that many years, 5 years, 6 years. I am at Sundance, and he contacts me. And we've maintained a relationship ever since then. Yeah. But he contacted me. He's like, I see you're here. My film is premiering, and I would love to give you a pass. I went, I saw it, and it was the highest selling, it sold for the highest price tag that year.
That's
at Sundance.
Awesome.
It was Mudbound that starred Mary J. Blige. And that came from a very short period of time when he had his very first film at a film festival in Georgia. So, you know, you don't know the trajectory of people's careers.
You never know.
You never know. There's so many stories out there.
Right.
Especially now in Georgia. You know, that's one thing I'm trying to promote is content creation right here at home for these indie films.
So let's talk about that. When it comes to content creation, film festivals seem to be that hotbed of that, you know, immediate ground level activity for a filmmaker, for any artist.
Sure.
So I will ask you, if someone wanted to get into the film festival circuit as an organizer.
Right.
Because we are sorely lacking in organizers as well, such as yourself. What's some advice that you would give to somebody who's saying, you know what, I have a small town here in Georgia. We have great artists here. I'd like to start my own festival of some sort.
Well, you know, now, especially now with Georgia being such a huge production state, if you're a town that does not have a film festival and you would like to have film production take place in your town, you know, a film festival is a great way to start it. But there again, you've got to have people that are willing to really work to put this thing together. It's just like having an event.
Right, okay.
But it's a very niche event with about film and about indie film. So, and it's not hard to get submissions, but you've got to create that environment because you need for them to come.
Exactly.
You know, you need for them to come.
So how would one get that environment going? For instance, let's say we know we have a local filmmaker. Some may have either just graduated from a film school or they're homegrown people who are just great writers and they're ready to go. We have people at the local film commission, because I know the state of Georgia in every county now has camera ready liaisons. Mm-hmm. So we have people that can support the production side. Where do you suggest people go when they want to raise funds to get these events going? Is it like public funds? Is it private fundraising?
Private fundraising.
Gotcha.
It depends on the town that you live in.
Gotcha.
Macon fortunately had two foundations that support the arts, and we relied on them.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, they believed in us. It wasn't to begin with, though. I mean, it took a few years.
Right.
So to start it off, if you want to start it off, you've got to basically approach your local business owners. That's what I did. Friends, people who maybe have kids that do local theater.
Mm, okay.
Giving them an opportunity to see, you know, actually attend a film festival and see what it's all about. Because, you know, when I first started it, I didn't know what it was all about. It was just an event for me.
Right.
And then I grew to love it and really have a passion for it. So if you've got like a local theater that wants to be a partner,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
always a good thing.
Okay.
But if you don't have one of these, you know, mom and pop theaters, if you've got a chain, you know, ask them if you can use one of their theaters
mm-hmm.
For your film festival. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a really strong one-day film festival.
Yeah.
You know, have it on a Saturday, have a Friday night opening party for all your sponsors and filmmakers.
Yeah.
And then have a really great one-day film festival on a Saturday to start off. That way you're not biting off more than you can chew the first year.
We have now coming up 2019 festival season. What are some of the festivals that you're excited about this year here in Georgia?
I am always excited about the Atlanta Film Festival. It's one that I've come to every time. If I'm in the state of Georgia during the festival, I'm here. And now that I've moved here, I live right down the street, so it's much more convenient for me to go. So I love Atlanta Film Festival, and I love the people that run it. Rome Film Festival is one that I'm personally affiliated with, and I think it's a great festival. I do like that one. One that is still pretty new, just had their third year, is the Way Down Film Festival in Columbus, Georgia. It's a really great film festival. Really great. That's in October. Obviously, Macon Film Festival. You know, it'll always be part of my blood, sweat, tears, and heart. Savannah Film Festival is fun, too. I do like that one. It's not in the same genre of the indie film like the other ones are. I'm an indie film person. I'm more about the indie filmmaker than the celebrity part of it. So to me, I think that Atlanta, Rome, Columbus, and Macon are really great film festivals for that. I am very supportive of, there's a Milledgeville Film Festival that I like. There is the South Georgia Film Festival in Valdosta also that I like. I've met so many people that run film festivals mm-hmm. that I love supporting them. And I am asked to do panels for a lot of them too. So I do go to quite a bit of them.
You have visited Sundance. How are Georgia films being talked about internationally, in your opinion?
2 years ago or 3 years ago, I got invited to a Georgia party, and I went. And then last year, I co-hosted the Choose Georgia party with a small group of people. And basically, it is for filmmakers that are at Sundance to further promote Georgia as a film state. Come here to film your next project. Believe it or not, you get there and you're talking to them about Georgia. A lot of them still don't know. A lot of them still do not know. That's why it's still important to drive it home to these people. And you've got to do it where they are. You know, if they're in Georgia, they already know. They already know. But, I mean, Film LA is not going to be promoting Georgia's 30% tax credit. You know, I mean, they want their filmmakers to stay in Los Angeles, which, is, of course, they should. But we have to promote what we have. And it's easier to promote what we have if we go to them. And Sundance is a place that the best indie filmmakers from around the world converge for that film festival. So it's very exciting to tell these filmmakers what we have. And we like to bring not an army, but several people that can go into that party as well to talk about the benefits and, you know, how great it is to film in the state of Georgia. Last year, we had a max crowd. Max to the point of there were 300 people standing in a lawn down the street in the snow, and a lot of them never got in. The people that can't get in the party are always the biggest advocates for the next year's party, you know?
That's Terrell Sandifer. He's a film festival organizer in Georgia and a former film commissioner in Macon. Thank you, Terrell, for helping build Georgia's film industry tribe. If you're interested in attending the Georgia party at Sundance, you can reach Terrell. We've posted his email on our website at thecreditspodcast.com. We've also included a list of Georgia film festivals you can attend. You can subscribe to The Credits wherever you get your podcast. Please leave us a rating. It really helps. We also want to hear from you. Do you work on movies or TV shows? Tell us what you do. You can reach us at thecredits@gpb.org. Sean Powers produces the show, and Don Smith edits it. Our music is by MBB. The Credits is a production of Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Kalina Bowler. See you after the movies.